and welcome to episode 11 of Science Chat, the science communication podcast. The idea of a science centre or science museum is something that has been around for a while, but the Dublin version of this is a world's first as it tries to present science in a very unique way. It's called the Science Gallery. Even though they wouldn't describe themselves as a museum per se, Dublin's Science Gallery has been nominated for the European Museum of the Year Award 2010, an award which has been won in the past by such notable museums as the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao, the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, and the Chester Beatty Library in Dublin, but never by a science centre. I dropped into the Science Gallery recently to talk to their education and outreach manager, Lynn Scarfe, about their nomination and about the Science Gallery in general. I'm here today in the Science Gallery in Dublin talking to Lynn Scarfe about the gallery's recent nomination for the prestigious European Museum of the Year Award. Lynn, I guess the team here at the Science Gallery were delighted to receive this nomination.
Yeah, we were actually. We were really pleased, Sean. We didn't expect it. We had two judges come over to visit us last year and they spent a day in the gallery looking through all of our exhibits, all of our past exhibits, our kind of marketing and branding and so on. So when we heard that we were nominated, we were really pleased.
Where did the idea or inspiration for this type of science centre come from?
Well, I mean, for those of your listeners who kind of have a bit of a background in science centres, I guess the Science Gallery is a little bit different because it's sort of, if you want to think, it's almost like a fourth generation science centre. So you have your kind of science museums, then you have your kind of sort of science centres, kind of like the Exploratorium in San Francisco and W5 and Belfast and places like that. And then more and more now, there's beginning to be places like the Science Gallery that are popping up that are looking at much more a multidisciplinary aspect of science and a cross-disciplinary aspect where you're looking at what happens when artists meet scientists and where you are very much, rather than exploring sort of kind of principles of science, you're exploring big themes in the sort of frontiers of science. So you would never see an exhibition in the Science Gallery that was about sound, but we do have a show coming up in June that's called Music and the Body. It's all about, you know, why does an A minor chord sound sad, and, you know, why is a pop song 12 beats per minute. So what we do here is we take really big themes and we get artists and scientists developing installations together, as opposed to the kind of traditional interactive computer kind of models, if you like.
And how would you characterise the aims of the Science Gallery?
Well, our mission, if you like, is to ignite creativity and discovery where science and art collide, and that's what we work towards. What's interesting about the Science Gallery is that a lot of people say, you know, generally people visit science centres three times in their life, as a child, as a parent, and as a grandparent. And what the Science Gallery is doing is trying to build a community of repeat visitors, so people who actually come here to meet people and share ideas, and that the Science Gallery is actually a place where ideas meet. And where, if you like, sort of the young kind of creative thinkers of the future converge to discuss ideas. And our programming reflects that, so we only have exhibitions that last 3 months, or we have constant events and workshops and so on. And that's very much the kind of premise or objective of the Science Gallery, is to build that community and be a place where, I guess, people are discovered, really.
So you'd see the Science Gallery then as making a contribution to science communication in Ireland?
Oh, very much so, yeah. I would certainly hope that it continues to make the kind of contribution that I feel it already has. I mean, I think what's interesting is, you know, we set in our first year that our visitor target for our first year was 50,000, and in the first 2 years, we had our second birthday there in February just gone, and we've had 500,000 people visit the Science Gallery. So what does that say? Well, I think it says a few things. I think it says, A, that if you provide a kind of place where people can come where they don't feel like they're supposed to be leaving knowing everything that they're supposed to know about this particular scientific subject, and if you make the place entertaining, and that if you actually engage people and connect with them on a social level, that you have a much more of a chance to make those kind of, I guess, human connections with people that last, and that really is kind of what I would see science communication as being about. What I kind of want to happen is that when people come into the Science Gallery, they leave, they meet their mates in the pub, and they say, oh, this is this thing, and did you know, like, for example, for this exhibition coming up, you know, did you know that the coral build themselves according to this really bizarre geometry called hyperbolic geometry, you know? So the people get things that just kind of spark a little bit of interest and get them maybe to kind of go and find out more.
So is the success of the Science Gallery just measured then in terms of how many visitors, or is there any other way that you can measure the success of it?
It's always a great problem, isn't it, when you come to projects like this where it's very easy to do quantitative measurements. So it's very easy to say we have had this number of visitors, this number of shows, this number of exhibitions. And what you really want to know is the qualitative experience that people have when they come in. So we do that in a few ways. We do external evaluation on every show. So people are asked kind of what their general experience of the show is. And I think one factor that I think comes out of that every time is that between 96% and 99% of people that were asked would recommend what they do or see in the Science Gallery to a friend. Now, I think that's in terms of qualitative qualitative analysis of something, I think that's quite an interesting one. What we'd really like to see is we have this kind of model of engagement where we sort of see people who walk in the door initially as visitors, and then you have an opportunity to become a member of the Science Gallery or a member plus. And then if you get involved and you pitch ideas for workshops or shows or so on, you can become an ambassador of the Science Gallery, and that's somebody who's actually kind of developing things with us. And then ultimately there's the Leonardos, and the Leonardos, if you like, are our brain trust, and they're like a combination of 50 people from arts and business and science all over Ireland who, if you like, kind of look over our programming and give us ideas and so on. And what we'd like is for a 15-year-old to walk in the door and within a year or more end up being on our Leonardos. And that's only something that you can assess in the long term. But really what we want to know is, are we kind of helping people find that they have this flexible, creative talent in something that they didn't realize that they did? And you can do that temporarily, but we still have a bit of time to go before we see that cycle, if you like.
So people who become members or members plus of the Science Gallery, they can actually influence what happens in the Science Gallery.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the place is very much kind of built around the idea that our members, while both being audience that attend things, are also people that can shape events and workshops that happen in the Science Gallery. Now, admittedly, it's more difficult to do that at the level of an exhibition. But what we do to counteract that is, for all of our exhibitions, we do open calls. So we send out a call around whatever theme we're doing. So, for example, we have an open call out at the moment for Biorhythm, Music in the Body, which is the July show, and anybody can respond to that call and say, here's my installation, this is my idea of what should be in the exhibition. And we have a curatorial team who select on the basis of, you know, the various kind of things that we need the installation to do to be part of the show. But that's a way for us to encourage our members to contribute ideas to what actually happens in the space. But they can also pitch events and workshop ideas and so on.
And how is the Science Gallery funded?
It's a mixture. We're an initiative of Trinity College Dublin, so that's an important aspect in terms of our operational capacity. Then we also receive some Department of Arts, Sports and Tourism funding. Our initial capital was provided by Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, back before things weren't as difficult as they are now. And then an important aspect is we have something called the Science Circle as well, which is all of the leading science and technology companies in Ireland, like Google, Icon, Pfizer, and so on, that contribute a certain amount every year. And then we have two founding partners. One is Ulster Bank, and the second one is the Wellcome Trust, which some of your listeners may be familiar with, is an organisation based in the UK who fund projects around public engagement, particularly to do with biomedical science. So they're our main funders. And then we have people like Discover Science and Engineering who come on board to fund us for different projects and different programs, and the same with Science Foundation Ireland as well.
And is there any pressure from those who fund the gallery in terms of the success of the centre?
No, I don't. I mean, if you mean are they ringing us up and saying how many people are coming in the door and so on, like anybody who receives government funding, we have to submit reports on what we do and what's happening. I think that's absolutely essential. That's what everybody should be doing. Is there pressure to say that the number of people picking science subjects has increased because the Science Gallery is here? No, but that should be one of our goals, and we would sort of see that as being something that we certainly monitor as time goes on. But I think that's the only thing that's really there. There's no pressure in terms of you have to have. I think actually we've exceeded the expectations of what people kind of thought could happen.
And you're still receiving government funding?
Yes.
And do you have any worries about this government funding drying up or disappearing?
Do we have any worries? Of course we do. Yeah, like any other organisation that receives government funding would, you know, have concerns about, like, you know, where it's good to continue coming from. However, for the Science Gallery, we fit and we work so much in the context of what the government is trying to do at the moment in terms of things like the Innovation Task Force and the Smart Economy and trying to get more people involved in science research. It would be a very strange thing for them to do to change the amount of funding that the Science Gallery is getting at the moment, I would say personally, but that's my personal opinion. But I think because we are a space that's about bringing people together and getting people to think about innovative ideas for the future of Ireland, that's something that we're very much pushing all the time.
And do any of the other organisations that have been involved in funding or are involved in funding ever put any pressure on you in terms of what exhibits you're going to have or what subjects you're going to cover?
No, I mean, we would be, for example, this show that we're doing at the moment has a strong mathematics element to it, and so we talk very much to Discover Science and Engineering when we're doing that. When we use our welcome grant funding, it's always towards projects that have a biomedical aspect to them. So we're very kind of attuned to what it is that our funders are trying to achieve as well. Yeah.
Okay. Back to the Museum of the Year Award. What would winning the award mean to the work that you do here?
Well, I think it's a recognition on the European stage of what we're doing, which is a really important aspect, because I think the Science Gallery, yes, is based in Dublin. It's a national initiative, though, but it's more than a national initiative. It's a global one, and certainly what we're doing is a very different model from a lot of other science centres around the world, never mind in Europe. And the more that message gets out there, the stronger it will become. So I think that's really why it would mean so much to us to get it. Yeah.
And have any other science galleries or science centres or science museums won the award recently, do you know?
I actually don't, off the top of my head. I know that Chester Beatty in Dublin has won it twice. So that kind of gives you an idea of, I mean, and most people would know Chester Beatty as being a very, very beautiful and very diverse programmed museum, you know. So that kind of gives people an idea of what the sort of level is.
And when will you find out if you've won the award?
In May. So May of this year. It's a bit like the Oscars. You have to go to Finland and sit in the audience and then you find out who wins.
Very nice. So you have to get all dressed up.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks very much for chatting to me today, Lynn. And I think myself and all my listeners will hope that the Science Gallery is successful in May when the judging of the award takes place.
No problem.
That's it for this episode. You can find the Science Gallery on sciencegallery.ie. And as usual, you can find more details about this and other episodes of Science Chat on sciencechat.net/WordPress.